Good morning, Carrboro and Chapel Hill. This is WILP's Wake Up Call, WILP being the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And we're here every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 o'clock, bringing you the news of the day, a lot of which, most of which, you will not hear on regular commercial radio or even WUNC. We have a wonderful guest today. It's a new friend, Peggy Rafferty, who's with the Coalition for Peace with Justice, and I'll introduce her in just a minute. But first, I want to be sure to let all of you know that HKJ, Historic Thousands on Jones Street, the mobilization of progressive groups from all over the state that we were going to have 2 weeks ago, and if you remember, we had snow, and so it was postponed, and it will be tomorrow. So we just want to let all of you know, please come. It's going to be at Shaw University in Raleigh, starting at 9:30. And we're going to play a tape now of Reverend Barber, who is the state head of the NAACP, who has committed himself to growing a politically progressive movement in this state, which badly needs it. Whether they're Democrat or Republican, there's a lot of old boys' networks still mired in the past. And we're trying to get a movement going. We are getting a movement going to change that. So tomorrow is one opportunity to show up and march with us to the legislature building. That's where the Jones Street comes from, and to make your voice heard. But you know that listening to our program, we let you know of lots of ways and opportunities to be involved and make your voice heard. So, Dick Paddock is with us, our engineer, and he's going to play this tape. Thank you, Dick. Here we come. Here it is. We hope.
Hello.
Hello. This is Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II, president of the North Carolina NAACP, inviting you to come to the historic thousands on Jones Street People's Assembly. On February 13th, 2010, at 9:30 a.m. in the morning, at the historic Shaw University, where 50 years ago, students, black and white, from all over the nation, came together to change the world and form the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, we again will meet the People's Assembly, Historic Thousands on Jones Street Coalition. And this year, our theme is, for our children, we will never go back. We must say never again to resegregation. We demand more education, better diverse schools, more economic investment, good jobs, and less prison. We want to see justice on the ground. This cynical and dangerous push to separate our children cannot be tolerated. We have struggled too long to go back to the days of separate but equal, under any guise, under any name, even the false name of neighborhood schools. For we know that it violates our Constitution and denies children the sound basic education our Constitution in North Carolina guarantees them. But we also know that these are hard economic times in which we live. 11% of North Carolinians, 22% of African Americans in North Carolina are unemployed and need jobs today, not next month or next year. In the midst of this economic devastation for thousands of families that has been created by tax breaks to the wealthy, created by giving stimulus money to bankers rather than caring about those who need basic necessities met, that has been created by engaging in wars that we should not have gone into. We are in the middle of a recession, and it's more important than ever that state lawmakers enact the 14-point agenda, especially the parts related to economic investment and living wage and workers' rights and ensuring that all people have access to good jobs. And so we meet, the people meet, we come together, we recognize that justice delayed is justice denied, and we will not be denied. We come to stand, we come to fight, we come to demand difference and change be made.
Reverend Barber, I will be there.
Thank you, Reverend Barber. Your words are always inspiring, and I hope that whether you can go or not, people take these words to heart because they're so powerful and so important. There was a press conference on Thursday at the Lincoln Center in Chapel Hill, which is where the school administrative offices are, and I think there was 50, 75 people showed up protesting the school's decision, which I won't go into all the complications about an honors program, but feeling that resources were being put essentially to those who need them the least and not being put to those who need them the most to raise standards from the bottom up. But that's going to be another whole show because it's a complex question, and I think we'll have people speaking about that who know more than I do about the different connections or complications with that issue. I just did forget to mention that we're on WCOM-FM, which is our low-power local radio station that we are so proud and happy to have this wonderful resource in our community. And now it's time to go to our guest, Peggy Rafferty with the Coalition for Peace with Justice. And Peggy, tell us about your organization and what your work is.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Lori, for inviting me here to tell you about the Coalition. We are a network of individuals and organizations that is based here in the Triangle, and we do have supporters and participants across the United States.
Mm.
We are truly an organization of volunteers. There are a couple people that help us with some of the administrative details on a very part-time basis, but we are really all mostly volunteers. We are interfaith, cross-cultural, people from all walks of life. A bunch of us are retired, a bunch of us are working. There's a whole spectrum of people that are concerned about this issue with the conflict that's been going on between Israel and Palestine for many years. And since 1967, the actual military occupation of the Palestinian territory.
Okay. That's one of the most painful situations, I think, for all of us. I'm so glad that your group is working on it. WILF has been very involved.
Yes, with
this issue. So I'm so glad you're able to come and tell us more about it today.
And I'll tell you a few more things about our principles and our mission, okay?
Okay.
We do hold open forums for discussion. We primarily are presenting educational offerings in the Triangle. Mm-hmm. And I'll want to tell you some about those. But we do provide educational programs. We bring in speakers, authors, people that have expertise in the area,
mm-hmm.
people that you're probably not going to hear from on the mainstream media and the sound bites that come across on the news.
That's very censored.
Yes.
You know.
And we support human rights that protect the freedom of all people. We support the self-determination of the Palestinian people, their freedom of movement, their ability to pursue a livelihood, citizenship. We believe in equal protection under international laws, and we are committed to nonviolence in this struggle and in the means to reconciliation. And we are, we really are proposing and want to see the occupation of Palestine come to an end. We also do advocacy. We encourage people to contact their representatives. And we do have some direct support for organizations in Palestine that are engaged in nonviolent resistance
mm-hmm.
and promoting conflict resolution, things of that sort. We have several groups that are trying very hard to support leadership and growth in the Palestinian population that can be successful in presenting their points of view and resistance in an effective way.
And that's such a shame that you don't hear in the mainstream press about all the people, both in Israel and very much in Palestine,
yes,
who are working nonviolently,
yes,
to work out this conflict. There's the Women in Black.
Yes.
That we had some years ago, we had a big mm-hmm. protest regarding their work for peace. Wilf has a sister group in Israel.
Great.
And we're working for peace. But these are the things that don't grab the headlines. Anything that has some violence connected with it, that's where the press, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. feels that people are going to get excited. Mm-hmm. And it's just a shame that mm-hmm. all these efforts by right. so many wonderful people in Palestine and in Israel who are working for peace.
Right.
And you're talking about right. all the groups that you mm-hmm. have contact with. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
There is. There's a strong peace and reconciliation movement over there. You mentioned Women in Black. They are mm-hmm. very inspiring. There's Maxim Watch, the people that go to the checkpoints mm-hmm. and actually keep a log of what they see going on at the checkpoints and how these soldiers are interacting with the Palestinians at the checkpoints. We have Haaretz, I don't always say the name correctly, but the newspaper
yes.
and the news from the Israeli press is very active and explicit in pointing out what's going on and their concern about democratic principles
yeah.
and principles of justice and freedom.
Yeah, well, they give much more information to the Israeli people than we get in our country. Our country, there is, I have to use the word censorship, even when former President Carter mm-hmm. tried to speak mm-hmm. up mm-hmm. And pointed out that it was apartheid that was going on. And many people, both in Israel and Palestine, say it's worse than it was in South Africa. Bishop Tutu says that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he was almost blacklisted, not allowed mm-hmm. to speak and, you know, just pilloried,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
really shocked me, the mm-hmm. vehemence by which
yeah.
They did not want to hear what mm-hmm. he had to say. Mm-hmm. It's really scary
mm-hmm.
How mm-hmm. one-sided, and I think if the American people got the kind of information that you're trying to educate and get out, that the people in Israel get,
mm-hmm.
I think that ideas would change and there would be much more mm-hmm. openness
mm-hmm.
towards understanding what the Palestinians are going through.
And on that, in that same vein, there's a lot of self-censorship in our country
mm-hmm.
that kind of goes along with that because people hold back or mm-hmm. they're reluctant to
mm-hmm.
speak out. They don't want to come across we do not want to come across ever as being anti-Semitic or scapegoating anybody, lumping everybody in the same camp.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really important that that people do have the courage to speak up and register their concern
mm-hmm.
and their non-support of the policies, U.S. foreign policy
mm-hmm.
with regards to the occupation and just the many facets of the struggle going on. So self-censorship is part of this whole equation.
Oh, I'm sure, because then if those who do speak up immediately get labeled as anti-Semitic, which
yeah.
is heartbreaking.
It is.
Even you know, when, I can't remember the name of that Jewish professor, Norman
Finkelstein?
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, I think his parents were victims of the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And when he tries to get the facts out and speaks up, they tried to stop his tenure, and maybe they did. I can't remember exactly how that turned out. However, your group is still trying to get education mm-hmm. out. And mm-hmm. I think you're going to be having a speaker coming?
We are, and I'd love to tell you about our series. Our primary objective really is educational in nature. And we have a very exciting and ambitious program this spring. It's called our Spring Speaker Series. And we're putting a lot of energy in this. We're very excited about it, and we want to tell the Triangle public about it. We have three outstanding authors, all of whom have been to the Palestinian territory. The speaker series will begin in March, and it will be in March, April, and May. And the first speaker is Mr. Ben White, who is a freelance journalist, a peace activist, freelance journalist from the United Kingdom. He is a graduate of Cambridge University, and he co-organized the Just Peace 60 joint declaration by Christian leaders on Israel's 60th anniversary. He also has been a regular contributor to The Guardian, the British newspaper. He's also contributed to the Christian Science Monitor, the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, and the Palestine Chronicle. And he has spoken here. He has spoken in here in the United States, and he has also spoken in the United Kingdom at the Cambridge King's College, at the Churchill College, at the Nottingham University, St. John's Theological College, and other community sites.
And when is he going to be here?
He will be here very soon. He will be here on Monday, March the 1st, at 7 o'clock, at that lovely bookstore down the street, the Flyleaf Bookstore.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's just a beautiful...
That's a beautiful spot. If anybody hasn't been there, you're in for such a treat. And what time?
He'll be there at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock Monday.
And he is going to be speaking about... the title of his talk that night will be A De Facto One State, How Israel Has Colonized and Incorporated East Jerusalem and the West Bank since 1967.
Okay, we're going to take a break right now and come back and hear about, again, a reminder about when, what's his name again?
Ben White.
Ben White is going to speak and then hear about the other two speakers. But we're going to take a station break and let you know that we are Wilp's Wake Up Call. WILF being the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And we are brought to you by our wonderful local radio station, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. You can stream us live if you're having difficulty. This is low power, and sometimes people's radios don't get it in as clearly as they would like and we would like. So you can stream it live at WCOMFM.org, and we encourage you to do that. And if you want to also, after the show, you want to listen or you didn't get a chance to hear the show, you can get it on our website, www.trianglewilp.org. And don't forget that WILP has a P in it for peace. Please listen to our shows. Our past shows are still timely because we're talking about the most serious issues of the day with very well-informed guests. And speaking of that, I want to get back to Peggy Rafferty,
who is
telling us about the education and advocacy work of the Coalition for Peace with Justice. And they're having a spring series of
speakers,
wonderful speakers, mm-hmm. and I just want to mention that I learned so much from a conference that Mary Lou mm-hmm. had about 5 years ago at the mm-hmm. United Church of Chapel Hill, mm-hmm. and that I did not understand a whole lot about mm-hmm. the what was really going on, and that was such an profound educational experience mm-hmm. for me. She had brought speakers in from mm-hmm. Israel
right.
and Palestine, and it was just the
eye-opening.
Huh? Eye-opening. Boy, oh boy. Mm-hmm. So tell us some more now.
Okay. Mary Lou Smith is our really our director and coordinator, and she's been working on this for many years.
Oh, yeah.
We really appreciate her
dedication. Well, she worked in Palestine, I think, as a teacher for some years.
Well, I'm not sure of all of her activity there, but I know she's gone over there many times and knows a lot of the activists that mm-hmm. are really working hard to bring about reconciliation and peace. And that program you mentioned, I didn't go to that. I really wasn't involved with it then, but I think that was the Bridges program when Jeff Halper was here from the Israeli Committee Against House Demolition.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Jeff Halper, an Israeli
He's
professor.
An anthropologist, yes.
Yeah, it was just wonderful. Yeah. But let's get back to
So
people have another opportunity to have their eyes opened and their mind opened to a lot of things that they may not be aware of.
Yes, and that's one of the, I think, strengths about our coalition is that we get information from people that are over there.
Yes.
People that are actually there and can send reports on what is going on. And how else would you really get that? We do get that. And I want to tell you about our website before I go any further.
Okay.
You can always check our website for updates. It's www.peace-with-justice.org. www.peace-with-justice.org. Or you can put, I have just put in Coalition for Peace with Justice when I Google, and it comes right up. It's usually one of the first ones that come up. But there are a lot of coalitions for peace and justice in the country. We're not the only one. But you've looked for the one in Chapel Hill. We are based in Chapel Hill. Post Office Box 2081, right here in Chapel Hill.
Thank you.
Okay.
And we've got to, Dick, you need to remind me that at the beginning of every program, I should tell people, get your pen and paper ready, because we always give people ways to get further information.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get it ready. We'll repeat it before the end of the program if you didn't have it ready
yet.
Thank
you. Yeah. Thank you. Well, it's... The internet can be very helpful in getting connected and getting more people. But let me tell you more about the spring speaker series.
Yes.
It is called Speaking Truth and Seeking Justice in Israel and Palestine. It is a series. Ben White will be here Monday, March 1st at 7 p.m. at Flyleaf Bookstore on Martin Luther King Boulevard. It's kind of behind Hunan
Chinese restaurant
and next to Foster's.
Next to Foster's and next to my favorite place.
The burrito place?
Flying Burrito.
Flying Burrito.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's nestled right in there. And
so that you can go and have some supper in one of those wonderful places. And then, And then go on over to, and to Flyleaf, which again is a beautiful, beautiful
it's
place.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I was there a few weeks ago and I thought it was gorgeous. And then in April, we are going to have Anna Baltzer. That's B-A-L-T-Z-E-R, Anna Baltzer. You can learn more about her. She has a wonderful website called AnnaInTheMiddleEast.com. That's AnnaInTheMiddleEast.com. She is a Jewish-American Columbia graduate, Fulbright scholar, granddaughter of Holocaust refugees. And she tells her personal transformational story regarding her view of the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians and the occupation. She has a wonderful book called Witness in Palestine. She has a wonderful DVD. It shows a lot of the photos and tapes of daily life in occupied Palestine. You can't imagine what it's really like going through checkpoints, being separated from families, farmers being separated from their means of production, from their fields, the intrusion of the settlements and the settlers, the soldiers everywhere, the checkpoints, the separation wall. You can't really imagine how that affects your daily life. It can take you hours from Palestinian to get from their home to school or to work.
Yeah.
Hours. And then they don't know. Sometimes a checkpoint is set up overnight. They don't know there'll be one there, that the soldiers have the opportunity to do that. And so it's really separated the Palestinian territory into like little enclaves of towns and villages separate from each other, which makes it easier to for the military occupation to control them. So her personal story is just very compelling. She'll be here in April. And we have her scheduled at, she'll be at Pullen on April 13th, Pullen Baptist Church, Pullen Memorial in Raleigh, April 13th at 7:30 p.m. And she'll also be at Flyleaf on April the 12th. April the 12th, she'll be at Flyleaf Bookstore at 7 p.m. So that would be good for the Carrboro Chapel Hill audience to know.
Exactly.
April 12th, 7 p.m., Flyleaf. But do tell your friends in Raleigh she'll be at Pullen Memorial April 13th. And again, we'll have updates on our website. And lastly,
we have only about three more minutes.
Three more minutes. Our final author is Mark Braverman. He'll be here on May 17th at Binkley. May 17th at Binkley. He also has a personal transformational story. He's the grandson of a fifth generation Palestinian Jew, raised in the United States, reared in the Jewish tradition. He has much to tell us about his upbringing and his transformational experience. He has a book out called Fatal Embrace, Christian Jews and the Search for Peace in the Holy Land, which is a wonderful dialogue between how Christians and Jews can work together. So he'll be at Quail Ridge Books on May 14th in the evening at 7 o'clock, and he'll be at Binkley 7:30 on the 17th.
So before we have to close, maybe you could give your contact information again, and I hope you'll have a pen ready. Peggy, go for it.
Okay. Again, our website is www.peace-with-justice.org. And we are in Chapel Hill, Post Office Box 2081, and we welcome your support.
Okay, and I think I forgot to mention at the break that we are underwritten by Internationalist Bookstore at 405 West Franklin Street. It's a wonderful bookstore. You can get more information by going to internationalistbooks.org. Again, this is Wilp's Wake Up Call, and you can go to our website, www.trianglewilp.org. Peggy, we so appreciate your coming all the way from Cedar Grove.
Oh, thank you.
Making that journey early in the morning, and you sounds like you're going to have a wonderful program, and we really encourage people to go because this is information that is so missing on, I don't care what television station or radio station you listen to, except WCOM LP gets you the truth that the others don't have. So it was really, I look forward to, I'm going to try to go to all of those speakers. I look forward to it.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. And if you want us to come back before any of these speeches, we probably could.
But again, I just think you can learn so much from people who are on the ground there.
Yes.
That gives such a weight to what they try to tell us. So, thank you and goodbye.